It is so nice to catch up again with Dr. Dylan Joseph, ophthalmologist, to talk about his very recent trip to Italy. Dr. Joseph, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Wonderful to talk to you too. Now, I'd have liked to have said the whole sentence in Italian, but
yeah, same. Limited, huh? No, I can only go as far as buongiorno, and that's when you lose me. Welcome back in South Africa. You had a wonderful trip now to Italy that you're going to tell us all about. But firstly, how does it feel to be back?
Very good, very good. Excited, I think, full of new ideas, new life, new energy. An amazing trip, and I think it's come at the right time. You know, ophthalmology is, it's a specifically refractive surgery, is at that that pinnacle now, where we need to think about certain aspects of it, and which we'll talk about just now. But yeah, it's I think we're going to be employing a whole bunch of new concepts and changing a few strategies in the clinic to align ourselves with the current, the latest, and the greatest way of thinking in practice.
Awesome. So excited, also motivated, and fully recharged. Yeah. That's what you That's are it. Right now. And ready to take on the rest of 2024. So you had an exciting new group of like-minded people in your field who came together in Italy. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So this meeting was called Ophthalpreneurs, which is quite an entrepreneurial name. And basically, the name is exactly that. It's refractive surgeons, but also people who are involved in the ophthalmic industry who are wanting to grow the refractive surgery community. And basically, this meeting is about the things they don't teach you in med school. And medicine is about understanding the clinical pathology, about treating a disease, about offering options. But they don't teach you about the business side of medicine. They don't teach you about the financial aspect. They don't teach you about the marketing. They don't teach you about patient education and awareness, and making the experience for the patient a premium one. So how do we do that? And I think these are questions that, you know, it's not only confined to ophthalmology. Any speciality, any part of medicine, it's applicable to. And I think that was the quintessential sort of crux of the meeting, was how do we encompass that? And in 4 days, actually, it's too little, to be honest. But yeah, it was a group of mostly refractive surgeons from Europe, from the United States. I flew over from SA and immersed myself in a weekend of lectures and lecturing. So it was all in all really good.
Oh, so you also lectured. That's awesome.
I did, yeah. No, I was actually asked to moderate a few sessions, the opening session on finding your niche. Actually, that was my topic. How do you find your niche in private practice? How do you create it? What sort of market are you wanting to focus on? And how do you build your practice? It was a really dynamic session, and I moderated another session on basically the non-financial considerations when buying equipment. And we know that, I mean, refractive surgery practices are very capital heavy. So when purchasing these items, we've also got to look at, you know, other aspects like the patient-centric model, their wellness, their consent. How do we go about those nuances? And then I gave a nice workshop on improving patient communication on the last day, on the Sunday morning. So yeah, and a lot of it was also sort of focused on marketing. So really a lot of good golden nuggets, so to speak, that we could take from that. And that's what refractive surgery is lacking, is patient awareness. I think that's number one. People just don't know that they've got options available to correct their vision. And how are we going to get that message out there? How are we going to create awareness? So fascinating discussions and meetings, and also really just good to meet people from different industries, from the ophthalmic industries and from marketing backgrounds, from financial backgrounds. So a really, really incredible group of, you know, minds in one room, and not just all refractive surgeons or ophthalmologists. So born of the idea of two of my good friends and colleagues, Amanda and Francesca Corones from Milan in Italy, who run one of the most successful refractive clinics in Europe. So, yeah, it was an honor. It was a privilege to be able to talk there and to be taught, you know, on how we're able to grow and drive refractive surgery into the future.
And did you brag and tell them you've got your own podcast series?
I did show them on the patient communication lecture, you know, all our different avenues of communication. So, e-radio is flying the flag high there for South Africa. Yeah, absolutely. So we got to look at all those channels, all those avenues. And I showed them basically how we integrate our podcast into the patient education awareness program.
Well,
we send all of that digital media with our videos, with our voiceovers, and these podcasts that we've put together on the patient, we've done 30 something already on different medical conditions. So we've packaged them all, and they go off to the patient dependent on what their condition is, so that they can have a good listen.
That's so cool.
Give them more information. Yeah.
So
that's all part of the package for sure.
Awesome. Well done. Dr. Joseph, how is this going to impact the future of refractive surgery and also vision correction?
Yeah, I think where we're lacking is patient awareness and communication to patients that there are options available. So I think we're just going to take those points and really focus hard on them and try and, amongst our refractive surgery community, just create the awareness and allow patients to have options and choice. In terms of vision correction, be it LASIK, laser vision correction, implantable contact lenses, lens replacement surgery. So for those people that want more freedom from glasses, from contact lenses, from spectacles, how do we get the message there, and how do we then give them that premium service and experience that they deserve? Because it's a massive lifestyle choice. It's a big decision. As I've said before on previous podcasts, your most important sense, in my opinion. So they've got to look after it, and we've got to look after it. And it's a journey that we take together. Watch the space. I think we're hopefully going to be looking at putting a number of those new learned pearls into our practice. We've just actually finished a big meeting in our practice now about our marketing and awareness and how we're going to drive that forward. So excited about the future, and I think it's going to be a good one.
Sounds very, very good, Doctor. And then you also have something to share with us about the Answer Foundation. Can you tell us a bit more?
Yes. So Answer Stain from George, she runs an incredible foundation in which she offers surgery with respective surgeons or dedicated specialists to patients that otherwise can't afford it, where we can make a massive difference to their life. And we recently had Laka Nikki, or Nikki from George, come and do a video, and we're going to be looking at giving away a consultation for a patient who really feels that their quality of life is reduced, that they're unable to see, that their vision is impaired either because of hard contacts or soft contacts or spectacles, and then also enable them to go through the surgical process without expense. If you feel that you may be a candidate and you can put your case forward, then please send us an email to info@drdylanjoseph.com or give us a call on 044-150-0085. If you follow us on Facebook and Instagram, you'll see that that post is now a couple of weeks old, and you've still got time to give your reasons to us why you should be seen. And we'll then do the adjudication on that, and then call the patient in and basically document the experience for them, take them through that journey. But that's what we want to give to someone, to empower them to own their vision.
Fantastic. We will definitely share that post as well for you, Dr. Joseph.
Wonderful.
This sounds awesome. Great. It was nice to catch up with you again. We'll do so again soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Jan.
Thank you. And that's Medical Monday for another week. Enjoy the rest of your week, Doc. Go. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks, Sahib. Bye-bye.
Your eyes are the windows to your world. At the Vision for Life Clinic, allowing you to own your vision is our drive and commitment. Dr. Dylan Joseph and his team are passionate about vision correction and endeavor to make your journey to visual freedom a premium experience. See clearly again without specs or contact lenses. Discover more by tuning into Dr. Dylan's informative Medical Monday sessions on eRadio weekly at 10 a.m. For more information, visit drdylanjoseph.com, email info at drdylanjoseph.com or call 044-150-0085. Own your vision for life.